Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Li'ilui Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we will close out Masechta Yadayim and begin the final Masechta tomorrow of Masechta Uktzin. Today we are in the fourth parak Mishnayos Ayin and Ches of Masechta Yadayim, and we were in the middle of debate between the Tzedukim and the Perushim, the debate that seemed to rage throughout the Second Temple era. So Omrim Tzedukim, the Tzedukim used to say, Kovulinanu Aleichem Perushim, we have a complaint against you, Perushim. Shatem Etarnes Anitzok, we learned in Masechta Machshirin that if a person pours a liquid from a kli that is Tahor into a kli that is Tameh, the kli, the stuff in the upper kli, in the one that's on top, was going to stay tahor, even though there is a stream that goes from the top to the bottom, that's not going to be considered a connection, and so therefore they're not touching each other, and the stuff in the upper is not considered tame by the lower. So the Tzedukim had a hard time about that, because they felt a nitzok, a connection, is going to connect for purposes of Toma and Tara. So Omer and Purushim, the Purushim came back and said, Kovlenanu Aleichem Tzedukim, we have a complaint against you, Tzedukim, Shatem Etarmenes Amas Hamayim Habami Beis HaKvaros. You guys go ahead and you automatically decide that there's a canal of water that flows from a cemetery, right? And you say that that's mutter. Why is the stream there any less connected than the stream from an upper kli to a lower kli? So Omrim Tzedukim, so the Tzedukim, and the Tzedukim agree over there. So they're the ones who are inconsistent. We stay consistent. Omrim Tzedukim Kovlenanu Aleichem Perushim. We have tainus against you, Perushim. Shatem Omrim Shori Vachamori Shaziku Chayavim. You say that if your ox and your donkey cause damage, you're chayav. But Avdi Vamasi Shaziku Paturin. But if your slave goes ahead and causes damage, you're pater. So the Tzedukim said, "Ma'am shori v'chamori shani she'ini chayav ben mitzvos hare ani chayav beniskan." They said, logically thinking, if you have an ox and a donkey for whom you don't have to provide for their shmiras hamitzvos, but you are chayav when they cause damage, avdi v'amasi she'ani chayav ben mitzvos eino din she'hei chayav beniskan. But when it comes to my slave and my maidservant. Where I have to obligations to make sure that they fulfill mitzvos, so I certainly am going to be chayav when they cause damage. So Amru lahem lo, the Purushim said, no, you got it backwards. Im amartim b'shori v'chamori she'ein b'hem das, tomru b'avdi v'amasi she'esh b'hem das. When it comes to your ox and your donkey, they lack a intellectual capacity. So the intellectual capacity is your own. But when it comes to your servant or your maidservant, they have their own das, shemaknitem, because if you get angry at them, and now they have a claim against you, yelech v'yad l'kedishol shalachar v'yechayv l'shalim, they're going to go ahead and go to cause damage to somebody else, and they'll destroy the system. So clearly, the Torah didn't want us to go ahead and make them chayv in that situation. The slave himself will have a responsibility in that situation. Amr Tzduki Glili, so a certain Tzduki from the Galil came along and he said, Kovel ani aleichem prushim. I have a claim against you, O Prushim. Shatem kosim es amoshal and Moshe beget. When you put the dates on a get, so you put the years to the ruling party, whoever the ruling king was, and then you write at the bottom of the get, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. So how could you put the holy name of Moshe together with a chol name, a secular name, like the name of the leader? So Omer and Prushim, so the Prushim came back and they said, Kovlin Anu Alachat Tzduki Glili, we have a claim against you, Sha'atem Kosin Es HaMoshel Em Hashem Bedaf. You write the name of a Moshe with the name of God in one column. Below Od Ela Shatem Kosin Es HaMoshel Momalan Ves Hashem Melmatan. You put the Moshel on the top, then God's name on the bottom in the Sefer Torah. Shene Amar Vayomer Paro Mi Hashem Asher Hashma BeKolo LeShalachis Yisrael. Right, the pasuk says, Paro said, who is Hashem for whom I should listen to His voice to send the Bnei Yisrael out? Ukshalaka. But later, when he gets smitten with the Makos, Mao Omer Hashem Atzadik. Hashem is considered the Tzadik. And so, in that situation, Paro's name comes before the name of Hashem, and therefore, in the Sefer Torah, would be higher. So the Tzduki didn't have a problem with that. He only has a problem with the writing of the Ged. Clearly, that's off the wall. It should be pointed out that we don't want to finish the question, the Masechta, with the words of Mi Hashem Asher Ashma Bekolo. Instead, we want to turn around and finish with something positive, and that's why the last five words of the Masechta continue, K'shelaka Ma'wa Omer Hashem Atzadik, because we want to show that when we finish, we don't have any doubts. We know with that, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that Hashem is the Tzaddik. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a great day and a fantastic Shabbos.